The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Happy Friday. Welcome back. And we have a lot to kind of look over our shoulder at in the first 3 days of Trump's 2.0 run around the clock. And we'll find out. We're watching. The Stargate thing is very big. Let me do this real quick. This was one of the very first announcements that he'd made. He did sign a raft of EOs. We know that. But he announced Stargate. And it's a half a trillion dollars investment in AI infrastructure. Ellison said that they were going to build the biggest computer ever in history. And they will. They'll do it. This is all moving into the world of AI. And I still believe that they will not be able to, if they still are, continue to exert control over AI. It's how can you do it when it has an IQ 10 times more than yours. And it has its own consciousness. It has its own awareness. I don't see what these people think they're going to do. I really don't. And I've talked to a lot of people over the year. The details given out, as you know, were rather sparse. They weren't really luxurious. We were told that funding would come from the technology arm of the United Arab Emirates Sovereign Wealth Fund. And that about $100 billion of investment would be promised for the first year. So the Arabs are behind this. They're funding. Trump claimed that it will be the largest AI project so far in history. No doubt. So it's just really something that I think should be of great concern to everyone. And I don't think they're going to give everyone a free 48-hour cancer vaccine. What I understand is that some of the people won't get anything unless they're considered to be a meaningful contributor to the society. Got it? So if you're not contributing, you're probably not going to get much. Anyway, it's a very convoluted presentation because they'll never tell you everything. It'll be doing things that they're not going to tell you. You know that. It's just like the Intel computer chip. They're made in Israel. And they build a back door. They built a back door into every damn one of them. They can get into any computer they want to that has an Intel chip. No surprise. It's been known for a while. Most of you probably know that. So $500 billion, Stargate. What does all that mean for AI? I think more than that, what does it mean for us? AI is going to be, believe it, is going to be in control. It already is arguably in tremendous control of our lives and the way the planet is being run. It's accelerating every day, every moment. Dean Henderson, speaking of acceleration, Dean Henderson is back tonight for his monthly powwow. Hello, Dean.
Buddy J, Jeff. How's it going?
I'm on top of the world, just like you are. Look, this society, this culture, when a species turns on its young and it starts to destroy its young, it doesn't have a future. That's the end. And we have declared war on children. Little 8-year-old children are dying of colon cancer. All this from the shots. Vax injuries everywhere. And the 3-5 window is now. And more of these groups are revealing endless people suffering from any number of different vax injuries. It's not getting better. And the whole idea of an AI computer-generated vaccine for cancer is laughable because they're causing the cancer. They're causing the cancer with Spike.
Stargate. So what does that mean, Stargate? Like, what is? Think about that for just a minute.
Yeah.
Connecting to who or what? So that's AI, and so outer space, aliens, Anunnakis. But then the kicker is it's just, it's just going to be, we can do precision medicine. We can give you a vaccination for whatever you...
they're going to bait the sheep with that. That's what they're doing.
All about vaccinations. Yeah, and all about vaccinations. And so it's basically an extension. You could look at it as an extension of the kill maim injury program.
It's a genocidal extension. That's exactly right.
The genocidal extension, and it's, of course, the Arabs, and then SoftBank, which is, that's the Japanese royal family owns that, and the Arabs also have a lot of money, but it's located in Japan. SoftBank, which
don't forget what the Japanese have just done. They have created and are turning loose now self-replicating mRNA vaccines, admittedly. And we knew that they were somehow, these things were replicating. But now they've allegedly invented self-replicating vaccines, and they're going to make all their vaccines self-replicating, self-reproducing. Well, good luck. There's the door. Head on out there, sheep. Keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And they're all going to be in on it. And I mean, $500 billion. That's a lot of dough. And thought Trump was
How much dough will they have, Dean? As much as they want.
Yeah, it's a black budget, I'm sure, at this point. Because it's DARPA's in on it. It's the DARPA's behind all this vaccination business, mRNA business. In the end, it's all military weapon grade stuff.
Well, what the Japanese have discovered are literally invented. These self-replicating, self-reproducing mRNA vaccines means you're going to die. They'll kill you easy. They'll do whatever they want to you easily. You allow anything to be put in your body in a way, and I don't mean to be cruel, but you kind of get what you deserve if you have been exposed to the dangers in advance and still make the decision to go ahead and get it. You have to fight these things. No.
Yeah.
No vaccines. None.
Now, self-replicating, so then even people that did know better and did resist it and will be caught up in their little net. So that's the implication.
That's right.
But, it's, nobody gets out alive, man. And look, they're still just, like, hunting us down and trying to kill us. I mean, they've been sort of doing that ever since they got here. But, they needed us for a little while to build their bridges and their roads and their castles and their palaces and then they could take credit for all that.
They will. Now, which they have.
It's like Israel says, we won the negotiation. We made them negotiate. And then, here's three hostages, and we'll give you 100. And then here's four more, and we'll give you 300. It's like, who really won that war? Tell me. Who really won that war? They'll just sit there, and they'll tell you with a straight face that they won that war and that they're great and they're almighty and they're
Hamas is people. Still fully functional. That story came out and went real
Israelis
fast.
They're killing more Israelis every day, from what I can hear. And they just keep popping up. And them tunnels didn't go anywhere. They couldn't get to them. And they decimated the entire. Yeah, they suicide. They killed 50,000 people. They didn't. But them tunnels are still there, and the resistance is still there, and it's all still there.
Are they Hamas is out on the streets acting like police officers now? Coordinating what's left. That's what they're doing. They didn't. Hamas didn't lose.
Shit. They didn't do anything. They weren't successful at all in any of their aims or mission or whatever they call it. And there's still all these hostages being held. And, I mean, it's just, and then they sit there and tell us they won and how great they are. And that's all they've ever done. That's what these lizard things have always done. Ever since they were here, they just told us how great they were. They're just like Mother Teresa, and they were related to Jesus, we were told. And, I mean, we were told that they were related to Jesus, to us, Dan Brown, horseshit. And, I mean, this is how they are. And meanwhile, they'll just eat babies right in front of you and tell you how great they are. It's like, wow. But, believe them, too. People believe them. The more unbelievable thing is that people, like most of the people, believe them.
You know why they believe it?
They don't care. They eat a baby right in front of them. They don't even care. They don't even seem to care if they eat a baby right in front of them. They just don't even see it.
It's symbolically being presented all over the place now. You'll see it. Look, the issue is this. They are evil beyond comprehension. People can't understand it. And they are fully addicted to what we'll just call the mass media. It's all owned and created by them. The lizards made it all. Live in it. And that means our reality is in their little sandbox. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people. Yeah. That's right. And so sad. And that's just, but, you know, that's what they've perfected over time. You know, it started out, they just had to, you know, physically attack people if they rebelled or if they question them or that they just kill them or whatever. Now they can just brainwash people. It's so much easier and more efficient.
Piece of
cake. You can actually get people to do things for you, be a slave for you too. So you don't necessarily just want to kill them. You know, you want to enslave them maybe with mind control and then make them do stuff for you and then kill them. Well, actually,
sorry to say, but
medically first and then kill them.
The Goyim are just not very smart. They're out of the game, Dean. They can't play with these people. They're too damn clever. They own it all. They've created it all. They've found out that money, i.e., what is it ultimately? Greed. You want more money.
Yep.
That's their manipulating tool. Money, wealth, power. And they'll give you a little piece if you play ball and you're a good boy or a good girl. They'll give you a little chunk. But you're not in that club. And it's a whole different club.
Yep. It's just horrible. It's just horrible. It's just the lowest common denominator, and how easily people are bought and sold. But you know, it's not like that everywhere. It really is concentrated in the kind of West. And I've done enough traveling, and my sister just did some traveling down to Belize, and said, you know, this is everybody. Every time I go overseas, I see it. I just like it's just more. It's a Western thing. It's an American, European, Canadian, Australian. I mean, I don't know. It's just like...
So it's the same everywhere, basically.
Yeah, in the Western world. But, I mean, you go to Belize, and they don't care about money. And you go to Mexico, they don't care about money. You go to Thailand, they really don't care
about
money.
Unless you're in the cartel.
Some do. Yeah. But, you know, most of them are just like, they're just happy, and they're joyful, and they're nice, and they're kind. And they're really not caught up in all this crazy... stuff, but in the West, it's just so many people are just so enslaved and willing to be enslaved, and I don't know, it's just kind of disgusting because you know we fought these bastards many times over the years. And the last time, the American Revolution, for Christ's sakes, and now to see people just cowering and I don't know, it's disgusting. But not everyone, of course, your listeners, and not everyone. I mean, there's also growing resistance.
No, you can never speak in absolutes. You shouldn't.
It goes on, and I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, Trump says he's going to release all these documents about the JFK assassination, RFK, and
resell them.
Okay, well, that's something.
Like, he says he's going to release them.
Yeah, release them. Yeah, release the all the secret information.
The real documents on RFK, JFK, supposedly. And MLK.
We'll see. Supposedly, yeah. And then he also announced another one of his executive orders was good. It was getting rid of the senior executive services. A lot of people probably didn't catch that or know what that means, but the senior...
Tell me more. I don't think I saw that.
Well, it's kind of connected. It's how the Crown and Serco and all the Crown corporations kind of get these contracts from the U.S. government, and there's these people that get into government in the government, and they're like the underlings in all these departments, and they're permanent hires, and they're called senior executive services, and it's hard to fire them. And they tend to just, yeah, it's a way that the Crown has gotten its Crown agents into the U.S. government and, you know, became what a lot of people call the deep state. I call it the Crown. It's just the Crown, you see, but they call it the deep state, some people, because they don't understand how high, you know, how high up it goes. But he got rid of that, so that's good. So, you know, you take, we'll just see what happens. It's a mixed bag with Trump so far. He's done some things that, yeah, like those two things are good. Russia, you know, they already, there's talk tonight. I think Politico is actually reporting that the U.S. has suspended aid to Ukraine. So,
yeah, he did for 90 days, but then it's coming back. He did it for a reason, and I forget what it was. 90 days only, then it's coming back.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to try to use that 90 days to pressure Putin and the Russians to kind of fold up and just end it, which I don't think is going to happen. Putin's lost 100,000 dead, maybe.
I mean, you know, you're going to have to just let them keep what they got, I think. And then
of course,
I don't know if Zelensky has the, you know, he might, because they're getting pounded so bad. I don't know.
You know what Zelensky's asking for? 200,000 NATO peacekeepers in Ukraine. Okay.
That's a trap.
That's the next step toward total war against Russia. That's what it is.
Oh, well, look, the CIA will continue to supply your cocaine, mister. Just step aside and, you know, head out to Florida where Kolomoisky bought you that house in Miami. And you, that
he's
should,
got
you know, you should be
10
okay.
houses.
Whatever it is, but, you know.
Creep.
Little prick. But, even Trump Jr., what do you say, is creepy. He called Kolomoisky creepy the other day. Donald Jr., I thought that was pretty funny. It is creepy, but we do that. So, but
I agree.
I don't know. So there's a few things, but we'll see. I mean, and then of course, the main one is going to be just this Israel thing. And I think how that goes down is how it goes down. I mean, in terms of, you know, how are we going to treat Iran? You know, how are we going to treat that situation?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I hope that Russia's agreement with Iran is strong enough to force the Jewish state back. They hope they get told real clearly that they better not.
I have no doubt. Yeah, I know. I think it's rock solid. It's just, you know, how bad do we, I guess it's just, meaning, how bad do we want to go to World War III? Because I do think that agreement is rock solid between Russia and Iran.
Yeah.
And I know it's rock solid with the Houthis, too, who continue to just inflict a lot of pain on Israel.
That's part of the reason there's a ceasefire. Area. You got it. That's right.
They
the Houthis have been counting Tel Aviv, hitting key targets.
Yeah, Tel Aviv,
very, very accurate.
They got hypersonic missiles. They're one of five countries that have them. The U.S. is not one of those five countries, by the way. These hypersonic missiles are not that hard anymore. You just take a Scud and you just, I don't know. A lot of these so-called third world countries are figuring it out. Apparently the ones that Houthis have are really fast. Like extra fast.
Don't you think they're probably Iranian?
Well, I am told that the Houthis actually are manufacturing them themselves.
Yes, they could be under license or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's getting easier. I don't know. People are that curve, you know, the technology curve.
Mm-hmm.
People are going around the curve, you know, and countries you wouldn't expect maybe in there's one of them, but so. And you know, with drones, I mean, it just changes the game. It changes everything. And because drones are cheap, you know. And
drones are dirt cheap. What's a human life worth? The cost of a drone, which is what? A couple $1,000s for a top-of-the-line suicide drone?
You buy a lot of thousands of those with, you know, not very much of a budget. So it's all kind of changing a little bit asymmetrically and that's the thing. I mean, aircraft carriers are obsolete. You know, we've talked about that.
Yeah, they made
that
announcement the other day. Of course, you and I and our listeners, by and large, knew that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was just a question of getting the missiles up to speed, and you're not going to stop them.
Not going to stop them. So there's still a lot of things going on in the Middle East, and that's, you know, they're doing drills right now. The Iranians are actually doing naval drills right now. With Pakistan and, you know, people don't realize it. Turkey's in play. mean, what's Turkey going to do? I mean, he's got, you know, they set some terrorism on a pipeline that runs through Turkey, and they think it's Ukraine. And so, you know, now you're mixing up the Middle East war with the Russia-Ukraine war. Great. So, yeah, it's just real dicey. We got rid of Biden. That's a start, right? We got rid of the madman. Yeah. He was kind of acting like a madman.
Well, or Dean, it's possible that they simply put him in for 4 years, and they simply took him out.
I really think that's a possibility. That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
They wanted four years of hell and complete chaos, and they got it. Now Trump shows up to save the day. Here's another interesting angle on this this AI. What it is, it's an AI announcement of an AI takeover of the world, basically, Western world. Now, Musk bashed the whole $500 billion Trump project Stargate. Musk bashed it, claiming its backers, quote, don't have the money. Well, if that's the basis upon which he's bashing it, it doesn't mean much of anything. Is there any more to that? Does this mean that Musk is no longer the number one on the guest list at Mar-a-Lago? Shortly after President Donald Trump announced a new massive AI infrastructure investment from the White House, first buddy Elon Musk tried to tear it down. They don't have the money, Musk wrote on his social media platform X. SoftBank has well under $10 billion secured. That's it. And I have that on good authority. Trump said the investment will create a new company called Stargate to grow artificial intelligence infrastructure in the United States. The leaders of SoftBank, OpenAI, Sammy Altman, and Oracle, Larry Ellison, stood alongside Trump during the announcement. You saw that video. I've got it up at the top of the homepage as well. Their respective companies will invest $100 billion in total on the project to start, with plans to pour up to $500 billion into Stargate in the coming years. Well, we all look at that video, and I think we all take something more away from it than just the announcement of an AI project. When Ellison starts talking about how the police have body cams and how the public will have body cams to keep the police in check, etc., what are you hearing? This is beyond total control. If you have to wear or are invited to wear body cams everywhere you go, hooked into the AI grid, well, you're doing their work for them. Everybody will be watched. And if somebody is wanted, they'll simply turn a drone or two loose on them, and they'll track them down. And they'll follow them everywhere they go. They're way ahead in technology, friends. Way ahead of what we're told. Believe it.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Hold on a second, Dean. I got to take a break and thank our sponsors. So... We'll be right back with Mr. Henderson after this. Talking to Dean Henderson, as we do once a month. There's a lot going on here. I'm watching this. It's very interesting to me. Musk just really blasted the Trump Stargate as a whole. He said they don't have the money, blah, blah, blah. It seems to be geared around money, but I think there's more to it than that, frankly. It's just a hunch. He's on the inside. He's in the inner circle, or was. Trump just kind of blew off his comments. That's what the other story says here. Now, if you know much about Musk, he and Altman don't get along. They're in a lawsuit now. They actually were, I think Musk was involved with OpenAI in the beginning and left because of some alleged ethics issue. Let me read this real quick. The comments from Musk are a total and notable takedown of a major White House project from someone who is in Trump's innermost circle. As a sign of how involved Musk is in the first days of the administration, he was in the Oval Office on Tuesday as Trump signed a pardon for Ross William Ulbricht, founder of the dark web marketplace Silk Road. Musk had also dispatched a top staffer from his SpaceX and X companies to help ensure the release of convicted January 6 rioters. Rioters, protesters. How's that? I like that better. But perhaps it shouldn't come as a surprise that Musk is going after an OpenAI initiative. Musk is in an ongoing lawsuit with OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman, who was the at the first White House visit for the announcement of Stargate. Musk, who said he doesn't trust Altman, as a quote, claims in his lawsuit that ChatGPT has abandoned the original nonprofit mission it claimed it was following by reserving some of its most advanced AI technology for its private customers. The companies involved in Stargate have not publicly disclosed how they will contribute fully the money involved, but they don't necessarily need the money in the bank to support it. They could raise debt or sign on to other equity investors. It's pretty easy to do, apparently. What's $500 billion anymore, Dean? Ah, not much. Nah. So, look, the issue here is Trump and Musk are not seeing eye to eye on this. And it to me, could be a rift, as they say. Here's the story. Trump shrugs off Musk's criticism of the AI Stargate announcement. Now here, let me just check this out real quick. President Trump on Thursday, as in yesterday, shrugged off an ugly back and forth between CEOs Elon Musk and Sammy Altman that pitted one of Trump's most visible lieutenants against a key participant, primary key participant, in the massive $500 billion, as in a half a trillion dollar AI project that Trump announced on Tuesday. Musk had undercut Trump's Tuesday Oval Office AI announcement, casting doubt on his X social media platform that any of the participating companies had the money, necessary money, the appropriate funds to fund it. So this is a big deal. He didn't pick up the phone and talk to Trump. He blasted the whole thing on X. I don't know. These kinds of things are kind of amusing to me.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Well, I mean,
oh,
yeah.
Here, hold on, Dean. Here's what Trump said. I meant to get this. It was further down.
Yeah.
Pressed by reporters on Musk's comments Thursday, Trump told reporters, quote, "I don't know if they do have the money or not, but you know, they're putting up the money. The government's not putting up anything. They're putting up the money. They're very rich people. So I hope they do." Interesting comment. It's kind of in the middle there.
Well, okay, so that's interesting. So the government isn't putting up any money, does it sound like? From what he said there.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That makes a lot more sense to me. Well, you know.
Well, he said that on Tuesday. He said it's all outside money. It's not government money.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, hey, whatever.
But trust me, they're going to own us by the short hairs here. They'll have the whole thing. It'll be in their pockets. They'll decide how it's used. Think about it.
It's bad, of course. Of course it's bad, but it's like, I'm just getting to, like, the whole thing with maybe Trump is having a falling out with Musk. And, you know, like, you look at the Doge thing that, you know, Ramaswamy just took off. You know, he's like, oh, I think I'll go run, you know, governor of Ohio.
Ohio.
All of a sudden.
Yep.
And he just bailed on Musk and that whole thing. I mean, you know, and I don't know, Elon's in trouble with Steve Bannon because, you know, he says, well, you know, we want to let the Indian computer people in so we can, like, sharecrop them.
Well, that's H-1B.
Okay,
yes.
But it's not okay. Yeah, but it's not okay to screw over Mexican farm workers, I guess. But yeah, call centers in India are probably fine. I don't know. He's a weird guy. He's probably wearing out his welcome with Trump.
I think the honeymoon may be over.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's just kind of, he's kind of creepy, and he's kind of, he's almost like a stalker to Trump, maybe at this point, a little bit.
He was at Mar-a-Lago for almost a month straight, maybe more.
Yeah.
He didn't leave.
Yeah,
he did not
that?
Leave.
I mean, having that guy at your house for a month, I mean, I don't know.
No,
so,
no, good point.
I,
no.
I don't think it's much more than that. I think, you know, probably Trump's just got tired of the guy, but And then you know, Elon's, I don't know, he's always got to be in charge. So he's going to say it's going to fail. But, I mean, also maybe he's freaking out because, you know, he's the one that's all like, oh, yeah, you know, AI.
We know part of it's his ego.
And,
he's not on the inside edge of AI. This is Altman and Ellison.
Yeah, because he split.
And international finance, SoftBank. It's not Musk.
Right?
He's got to be jealous.
Yeah, that's it. He wants to be the big dog. And then, of course, his rockets. blew up the other day. That didn't help. You know, his main thing. Yeah, all things
the games
up,
they play.
Litters the Turks and Caicos with a bunch of radioactive metal, and that's awesome. The people there were really psyched. So, I don't know. These people are just such, they're all just full of it. I mean, you know, look at Zuckerberg. He's a He-Man bodybuilder now, and Trump's in there.
Oh, he is disgusting. Disgusting.
The censure, you know, now he's going to, I don't know. They're just all over the map, but it's all about, it just shows you how it all really works, right? It's just, you know, you just kind of, again, this is what we were talking about earlier, how easily people are sort of bought. And like, look at these billionaire people just sucking up to Trump, and it's just disgusting. It's like, and he sucks up to them, but it's like, who's sucking up to who? But it's like, why even, you're a billionaire, what are you doing? I mean, why do you still feel the need to, you know, like Elon Musk, you're supposed to be the richest guy in the world, but you still...
Well, Trump just made $3 billion more, wasn't it? $3 or $5 billion more on his coin last week?
So there you go.
Come on.
What more do you need, or what more do you have to prove, or I don't know. But that's just how these people are, because they're all from these shitty families, and their parents are just, you know, the same way, and they're alcoholics, and they're narcissists, and they hate themselves and everyone else, and they just love the system, and they love sucking up to corporations and wearing suits and, I don't know, sucking up to rich people, I guess, and hanging out with them. Just disgusting. The whole thing's just disgusting. So, why should we expect anything else to come out of this than just that? And that's sort of what's right now what it looks like. It's disgusting. All these people can... And by the way, I don't think any of this shit's going to work out, this open AI or this artificial intelligence, really, or this fourth industrial revolution. I still say it's just going to be a total flop. You know, look at Musk's rockets. Look at everything that's happening. I mean, it's just spinning their wheels. It's all, you know, it's all this big promise.
They're
and
playing with their fun money.
It's going to be great, and this is why, this stock's really, they're worth so much money, these seven stocks. And it's like, they don't make any money, really, but they're just like, NVIDIA doesn't make money, but it's a promise that it's going to make money. And it just reminds me a lot of the NASDAQ crash in 99, you know, what's going to happen next. And I think it's a failure. There's not going to be precision medicine. There's not going to be all these vaccines. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is going to put Fauci in jail and some other people, and there's going to be a lot less vaccines.
Fauci's already been pardoned, hasn't he?
Yeah, but
back to 2014.
Does that hold up to anything? I don't know who's going to say that's even legal. I think if it comes down to the courts, I don't think it is. I don't think he can preemptively pardon anyone. What is that? He's presuming guilt. I mean, he must be. I mean, pardon him for what? What did he do wrong?
Isn't that the truth?
Shoot, Nick. I mean, so you just gave yourself away, and then all your... This is so disgusting what we see in front of us. It's just never. It just gets worse, right? The whole time, it just gets worse. But anyway, I think Kennedy's gonna. This is what all these people now. They're running for cover. They're like, oh, we're gonna ban red dye number three. All of a sudden, and we're gonna take certain drugs off the market. And I mean, have you noticed that? How the pharmaceutical people are just like fleeing and just like covering their ass. And this is also because Bobby Kennedy and Bhattacharya and all these people are coming into Health and Human Services. And they're trying to get ahead of lawsuits. They're trying to get ahead of maybe jail time. But they're just anything that's like they're getting out of it. They're pulling it off the market. They're doing crazy things. So that's actually a good thing to watch them scrambling like that. But I don't know. And then I also thought, by the way, that it was really cool that Trump took away Secret Service protection for Bolton, Pompeo, and Fauci. They don't have it anymore.
Yeah. We're not paying, was it $10 million a year? Oh, I forget what it is, some ridiculous amount.
Yeah, he also
for that
said
Secret
Pompeo,
Service.
Right. He also said Pompeo was the guy that told him not to release the Kennedy assassination info the first time around, because actually there was a law passed in 1997 that required it to be released in 25 years, within 25 years of 1997, which would have been, 2022? So... I guess Biden just kind of covered that up, surprise, surprise, and didn't just say anything and just let it go, even though he was in violation.
My question, Dean, about the JFK papers and the others is how do we know?
What's it going to be exactly?
How do we know they're going to release the real papers?
Exactly.
They can do anything they want.
They're not going to.
They're going to release a paper saying that Ben-Gurion was behind the assassination of Kennedy, which is in all likelihood true.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about Mossad involvement and CIA and Lyndon Johnson having his hand on the trigger, so to speak.
MI6.
There you go.
MI6.
Yeah, you're going to name names? I don't believe it.
It's Sir William Stephenson's name. His name, he was in charge of it, Sir William Stephenson. That's James Bond, 007 in the movies, to you. But that's the guy that was behind it. And, yeah, the Israelis played a part. Yeah, the CIA played a part. And, yeah, a lot of people played a part. But it was British intelligence that, you know, orchestrated it. And it was funded by the white Russians. That's mostly, you know, people like Schlumberger Oil Company was a big funder of it.
Do you know Schlumberger Oil? Schlumberger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what it is.
Yep.
I went to school with the daughter. I didn't know her real well. No, I knew her slightly. But, yeah, I had no idea she was that rich, that powerful then. You never know.
Yeah, crazy. Yes, indeed. But, they're not going to release any of that. You know, any real information, I don't think either. I mean,
no.
That's
why would
that's
they?
All
why, they're, shredded, God, they rewrite history every damn day. Well, they rewrite history all the time.
Right. So, you know, it's... But doesn't mean more and more truth can't come out, you know, as long as, you know, if people are open to it, you know. It's like, all you got to do, like, oh, you want to know what happened? Well, why don't you just ask some of us what happened? Because we've done the research. Have you? You know, Trump, or have you, even Bobby Kennedy Jr., have you done the research? Because I have. Just give me a call. I'll tell you who did it. I'll send you documents. I'll send you the documentation that British intelligence did it from the Tyndall compound in Jamaica is where that was their headquarters under a company called Brinco. It was their cover. RCA Corporation was deeply involved, as was David Sarnoff, who was the CEO of RCA Corporation at the time. RCA Corporation is a crown corporation, British controlled also. And then, yeah, Lewis Mortimer Bloomfield of the American Red Cross was involved. The head of the American Red Cross was involved. Of course he was, because the American Red Cross is a British military organization. That's
right.
What the Red Cross is. And so they were involved. The Red Cross was involved. It blows people's minds. But, you know, I mean, this is all done research that was done by Lyndon LaRouche and his people, Executive Intelligence Review. You know, they came to the same conclusions so many people have. William Engdahl, the best researchers have come to the same conclusion. The whole thing about Israel, well, yeah, Michael Collins Piper, that book's it. But to say it was just Israel, you know, you're leaving out the big player again. That's what people so often do with the crown and with the British. They mistake their, like 9/11, they say the Israelis did it. No, the Saudis did it. They say, well, no, they were there. Yeah, they helped. I mean, they always do. I mean, that's what the Saudis and the Israelis do. I mean, they were created by the crown because they're crown agents. They do the bidding of the crown. Everything they do is for the crown and their interest in the Middle East. So,
right.
Of course, but you can't leave that peace out, because that's the big piece, and that's who controls our country still to this day, is the British crown, mostly through senior executive services, which Trump just got rid of. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll see how much he's willing to learn in Trump 2.0. you know, how much did he learn? How much? I know he learned that Mike Pompeo's a neocon prick, part of the deep state. I know he learned Bolton's the same. That's a good start. So pretty much everyone you were appointed your first term was. And now you know that. So, yeah, let's let some of these other people have a chance. And let's let Kennedy do some work at health.
He had, what happened last week? A lot of his staff was leaving last week. What was that about? Do you remember? A random story. No, this was several days ago. A bunch of his staff left.
You mean Trump?
Kennedy.
Kennedy. Oh, I didn't hear that even. No,
let me find out. RFK, RFK staff quits. Let's see what comes up here. Where's the thing? It's about him. Staff exodus hits Robert F. Kennedy. Now, this is older. This is not it.
Oh, maybe this is this must be when he was still running the campaign.
Must be.
Can't remember. Anyway, he probably.
I ran the story. It was new. I don't know. They had some staff upset. I don't know what it was. Maybe they catched it up. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't worth reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. RFK Jr. says he's resigned from anti-vaccine nonprofit company as he seeks nation's top health official job. So he is no longer on the anti-vax bandwagon. He's resigned. He quit. I think it has to do with Trump calling it a beautiful, beautiful vaccine and absolutely not backing down from that position. Never mind how many have died from the vax. This vax is deadly. It's a bioweapon. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is distancing himself from his anti-vaccine work as he seeks to become the leader of the nation's top health agency under Trump. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, maybe he just resigned him because it's, conflict of interest. I mean,
He's not on the same page with Trump at all. Not at all.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do myself.
I hope they let him do it.
And Jay Bhattacharya, is going to be what? NIH director, Jay Bhattacharya. And that's, that guy is really smart and took a lot of shit and authored the Barrington Declaration, co-authored it. And
That's right.
So we got a few good guys there. I don't know. And Tulsi, we'll see if she gets through.
Let's see if they get approved, and let's see if they actually do what we think they're going to do.
They have to. I don't know. But, it's between this and, this is the tug of war. And, which way, it's Bannon. He says, the tech giants, they surrender. That's why they're fawning before Trump now. And he sees it as, Trump won and, whatever. He's in control, not them. I don't know. We'll see. But he's got a lot of work to do. We got to dig out of this hole that we're in the world. First thing, just stop this war in Ukraine. And ease up things with Russia.
How about the five combat fronts, four now, that Israel is engaged in? Huh? They're fighting against the Houthis in Yemen. They're fighting in Syria with tanks, APCs, all kinds of weaponry and air support. They're still fighting in southern Lebanon. They're fighting in the West Bank. They are really invading the West Bank now. They've simply shifted from Gaza to the West Bank.
And because they're defeated in Gaza, and they can't win.
Yes.
And so they've killed everybody that lives there. And so, this thing's not going to hold up, but it's just, Trump's got to, he's got to be tough with Bibi Netanyahu, man, and we'll see what happens, I mean, I know he can do it, but nobody else has done it. And he's shown no reason, Jared Kushner sitting behind him, running things. But, we'll see. But that's what has to be done. And, we'll see. But, it would hold you back, It's going to be dicey because...
Well, we have what's coming into this country. $500 trillion over the next 4 years, whatever. Allegedly to build the biggest AI computer in the world ever. To control all of us. And it'll be owned not by the government, which theoretically answers to the public and represents the public, but by outside and independent contractors. They're going to be providing all of the surveillance and all the rest of it that comes with AI, which is beyond most people's ability to really wrap their minds around. It won't be owned or controlled by we the people, which is supposed to be the government. It'll be owned by private entrepreneurs, big oligarchs. Is that what we want? Controlling our lives, these people?
It's insane. Yeah, no, of course not, man. So, it's gotta just crash and burn. But, that's where it's all going. Obviously, that's where they're trying to take it. And
it's true.
There's a resistance in the world that's trying to stop it. And, there's a lot of cross currents with Trump for sure. Nobody can quite figure it out. You know, he did. You know, another thing he pulled out of the World Health Organization. So, you know, I understand the World Health Organization now is just scrambling, cutting their budget, you know, big time, slashing their budget because that's the money. The money they have is from the U.S. mostly. So, I mean, that's a good thing too. So, yeah, and you know, it goes against the whole Klaus Schwab bullshit.
Well, they just finished up their Davos thing. Did you notice how all of these things rolled in right after Trump was elected? His first day in office, his second day in office, his third day in office. Now he's right now in Los Angeles. He's going to tour the L.A. fires down there. He's really hitting the pavement. He's hitting the bricks.
You've got to give him credit for that. He's in North Carolina today, and you got to give him credit for that. At least he's doing shit. I mean, not hiding in his basement like somebody else we... sadly had to
they gave us that they wanted us to eat crow for 4 years and they did.
Boy, did we ever. But anyway, I don't know. It's jury's out, man. A lot of cross currents. Just like that's just Trump for you, though. He's like an enigma and a riddle and stuff. Hard to figure that guy out, but we're just gonna have to see. And
all right.
We'll
talk to you next month. Let's find out what happens. Anything comes up, I should know about. Drop me a note. Let me know if you would. I'm trying to track all this.
For sure.
Kind of crazy.
You too. Yeah. Okay. I will.
Thanks, Gene.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for having me, bro. And you have a great night, man.
You too. Okay. Take care. All right. We will pause and come right back with more. Hang on.